We're going to head down to Athens, Ohio, and be joined by Ohio head coach Frank Solich. Do we have Coach Solich on the line?
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. And obviously a tough 24-21 loss on the road against at NIU on Saturday. And when you got back to your office and looked at the film, talk about the performance by your Bobcats.
Yeah, you know, it was a good football game. I think both teams were physical football teams, played hard and some good things throughout the course of the game. Obviously, if you want to win against a very good football team like NIU is, then you cannot lose the turnover battle. And we lost that 3-0, which was crucial in terms of trying to win the ball game. But we had some bright moments, did some good things, but obviously not enough good things. The rushing attack, which we're usually very good at, we were not good at, and that threw us into the passing game quite a bit. I thought we showed flashes of being a very good passing football team, and we're able to get some things done that way, but we need to find a way to continue to run the ball well, and did not do it. That's a credit to NIU's defense. They're very aggressive, very quick, but you know, we expected to be able to run the ball a little bit better. But in any regards, you know, we're moving on and looking forward to getting back home for homecoming and have a good battle with Bowling Green.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. In that game, what was working in the first half, or really through three quarters, with the 21-9 lead prior to what happened in the fourth?
Yeah, you know, I thought in the third quarter we did some things exceptionally well. You know, I thought we were playing decent defense, but we let the ground game, their ground game, get away from us. They, especially from the quarterback end of it, they did a great job of running their quarterback, who is an excellent runner. And, you know, we give up a ton of yards from rushing the football, and that is not usually what we're all about. But as far as us then getting, you know, some opportunities to move the ball, you know, I thought we did some really very good things. Isaiah Cox ended up well over 100 yards in reception, his best day in his short career here so far. You know, Nathan continued to do some excellent things in the throwing game. And, you know, we were playing pretty clean football at that point. Very few penalties and not turning the ball over. And but once we started turning the ball over, you know, that became a whole different ball game. And field position was something that we did not win that battle, and it's primarily because of the turnovers.
Let's go to the next question for Coach Solich.
Your next question is from Evan Meyer with the Matt Reporter Online.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
In the game against the
Huskies, the offensive line had to deal with a couple of their top guys, especially Sutton Smith. Was that strip and the sack of Nathan in the fourth quarter, was that the turning point of the game in your mind?
It was crucial, you know, really crucial. That prevented us from establishing field position right there and give them great field position. And, you know, Sutton's a great player. You know, you don't see it just now and then from him. You see it every game from him and pretty much play after play from him. And I got a lot of respect for that young man in terms of his ability and how he plays the game. And he seems to continue to make plays for them in crucial times.
And how did you find Isaiah Cox? I know Eric Poppy's the big man deep for in the wide receivers court, but he came up with a couple of big receptions, including that touchdown in the second quarter.
Yeah. He's a young player in our system, a very smart football player, excellent route runner, excellent hands, and so we've been continuing to bring him along as the as we've gone through the season, and he's got the ability to play out wide as a true wide out, but he also has the ability to play in the slot, and so we can use him in a lot of different ways, and we're just getting to the point where, you know, he's getting some more reps. Obviously, I think we've got the best receivers that we've had in our program as a group since I've been here, and you know, he just gives us excellent added depth, and you know, just so happens he was in the ball game when those opportunities arose, and he made the most of them.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you,
Frank. Looking ahead to this week with a Bowling Green opponent, how does your approach to a game change when you have your opponent going through a coaching change like what happened with Bowling Green yesterday?
Yeah. You know, usually, you know, that those can be tough situations on a team, but also can be motivational opportunities for a team. And, you know, Coach Bellini is taking over as the acting head coach. Obviously, no Carl. He was here in our program. You know, he'll do a great job, and he'll use that as a motivational factor. So it'll be, you know, they'll be starting anew, starting from scratch. And obviously, when you're throwing away some things in the past this season and starting new, there's a whole different energy level.
When you look at Bowling Green on film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah. Well, they've got most of their offensive line returning, their quarterbacks back, their running backs are back. You know, they're guys that those running backs, they caused people problems last year. They're causing people problems this year in the running game. You know, so they – with experience in the line and those guys in terms of their great quickness and running ability, they can cause anybody a problem in terms of moving the football, putting points on the board. And so, you know, you've got to find a way to slow them down a little bit, make sure that they don't take over the game with their rushing attack. And, you know, defensively, you know, they're an aggressive unit. We've always had really physical football games every time we've played Bowling Green, and obviously if you are playing physical football, that gives you your best chance of winning. So it'll be a challenge for us. You know, they've got good athletes. They'll be playing hard and starting their season anew. And so we'll see where it goes.
Well, Frank, we'll let you get back to preparation for Bowling Green. Want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Again, for Ohio, coming off 24-21 loss at NIU in that contest, wide receiver Isaiah Cox, again, with three receptions for a career-high 147 yards and one touchdown in that contest. For Ohio, they will be hosting Bowling Green this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN3.